Good morning. Good to see you all out this morning. Merry Christmas. We're going to do three songs, have communion, and I'll bring a short message. Just remember my idea of short and yours are two different things. No, we're going to keep it short so you can get home and be with your family. Appreciate you, everybody, coming out this morning. Would you stand with me and we'll open with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much for the greatest gift ever given to man, and that was your Son. And we gather today, Lord, to celebrate that gift. I ask your blessing on every family that is here and on those who could not be here. Be with those who are traveling, Lord, and keep them safe and protect them. And I pray you be with the service people overseas that are fighting to keep our freedom. And Father, we just praise you and thank you and pray that this service will be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I'm going to lead your singing this morning. I tried to pick a chord that I thought everybody could be comfortable in. No, Jesus should have come and seen me, but he didn't. And when God sent the message that his Son was here, he didn't go to Herod's palace. He went to some shepherds in the field. He started out very humbly. He left here very humbly that he's coming back, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So as we sing this song this morning, be thinking about the great gift God gave him.
Away in a manger, no crib or a bed, a little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the bed.
Guitar song, but you got to sing this for Christmas. I've told our young people there's actually three angel names given in the Bible. There's Michael, Gabriel, and Harold. So that's what this says, the Harold angels sing. So I think my guardian angel's name is probably Harold.
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
my favorite Christmas song. I've told you that before. There's debate, and some Christians are really dogmatic. You know, Jesus was born in March, and that's what a lot of scholars believe by the using the calendars, looking back to calendar days. I don't care if he was born in July, he was born, you know. And yeah, we use December 25th, used to be a pagan holiday, but we just took it away from the pagans and it's ours now. So I don't care about that. We're here to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever night it was he came was a holy night. Well, I mean, when you read the scriptures, God is all over the place. So when we sing this, sing it to the Lord.
Come to the table to praise the Lord this morning, and we're glad you're all here this morning, and the visitors are here. Our communion is open. If that's up between you and God. This morning I'd like to read from Matthew, the first chapter, start with the 18th verse through the 20th. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, And you ought to give him the name of Jesus, because he will save the people from their sin.
Father, we thank you for everything you've done for us, for the doors you open and the things you do that we don't even know about. And we ask that you would bless those who are not here today for whatever reason, and give a special blessing on everyone who did show up today. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
text this morning is one that's usually read from about every church in America this time of year. It's Luke 2, 8 through 14. Luke was not a disciple of Jesus Christ until after the Lord had ascended. And he wrote a very detailed account of the gospel. Luke went around interviewing all the eyewitnesses. So this is a gathering from all the people that he could talk to who had experienced Jesus' ministry on the earth. And it was written to a friend of his named Theophilus. And I'm glad that the early church fathers included it in the canon. Very familiar passage. Luke 2, 8 through 14. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Father, we gather this day to celebrate your gift to the world. We thank you that you sent your Son in order, Lord, to be one of us, to live among us a sinless life, and to be sacrificed as an atonement on the cross of Calvary. I also praise you, Lord, that death could not hold him. And as we come together this morning to talk about the baby in the manger, may we always have the picture of the cross in our minds also. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The angel said a mouthful when he said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." In that sentence, the angel said a lot. Now, when I was looking through the scholars, they said the word Savior that the angel used is deliverer. So the angel said to these shepherds, "Good news, God has sent a deliverer." Now they were waiting for the deliverer. When they went to synagogue, they talked about the deliverer. They prayed for the deliverer. They studied the scriptures that where God said, "Out of Zion shall the deliverer come who will take sins away from Jacob." They could not wait for this deliverer to show. Every generation of Jews waited and prayed for the deliverer. And I talked to a minister who got to go to Passover in Israel several years ago. He was invited to be a guest of a Jewish family, and he said it was a beautiful ceremony as they ate, and Dad recited the Passover, you know, how God brought him out of Egypt. But he said it broke his heart when Dad was praying, "Send the Messiah." And he said, "I wanted to tell the man the Messiah's already been here," but he said that would be considered rude as being a guest in his house. So he said, "I didn't say anything." So the angel, when he appears to these men, he says, "The Savior is here. The Deliverer is here." And as I said earlier, he didn't go to Herod's palace and announce it. And we know why now, because later Herod tried to have Jesus killed. He was very selfish, what they would say today, a narcissistic king. It was all about him, and he was not going to share his kingdom with anyone else, especially a baby. He said, "He is the Christ." Now, the Greek word there, Christos, comes from the Hebrew word, Yamashiach. Yamashiach comes from the Hebrew word, Yahweh. So the angel said, literally, the deliverer, Yahweh, is born. Now, how can Yahweh be born when Yahweh's already been here? I remember a gentleman and his family used to come to church here, and he got very upset with me one day in Sunday school when I talked about the deity of Jesus Christ, and he said, "Jesus can't be God. Who did he pray to on the cross? Did he pray to himself?" I said, "What's impossible with God?" Well, I can't get my mind around the fact that Jesus, you teach Jesus is God. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I wanted to tell him there's a scripture for you in Revelation. Let him who is ignorant be ignorant still. But I didn't. The Bible says that we're to gently try to teach them. In fact, I offered to go to his house Monday. I said, you know, he wanted to argue in it before I got ready to preach. I don't know why people always do that before you get ready to preach. They want to come up and say, you know what? You know what? No, and I don't want to know what. You know, but people usually wait till you're ready to preach. And he said, no. His wife said, that wouldn't be a good idea. We're just going to leave. Well, my goodness. I cannot wrap my finite mind around the fact that God became a man and was born through a virgin and came here and lived among us. But I believe it. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. If you don't believe it, you're in trouble. Jesus said, unless you believe I'm the one I claim to be, you'll die in your sins. This is an angel revealing to these shepherds who have just arrived on the earth. So he said, he is the deliverer. He is Christ, the Messiah. And the word Lord was translated from the word Jehovah, which it comes from Yahweh. So he gave him kind of a double deity stamp. He's the deliverer. He's Yahweh. He's Jehovah. And his name Yeshua. You didn't know you were going to be getting a Hebrew lesson, did you? His name Yeshua means the Lord saves. Same name of the man we call Joshua. So it was a typical Hebrew name. They wouldn't have been, just blown away that his name was Yeshua. But the angel told Mary and Joseph, name him Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. When the angel talking to these shepherds, they said, man, your deliverer has been born. And they said, let's go look at this. And when they found Mary and Joseph, I'm sure Mary and Joseph felt like they were being put upon. She just delivered this kid. She's weak. She's tired. And here come these dirty old shepherds in there wanting to see the baby, but they let him see him. And it said when they told them what the angel told them, Mary hid that in her heart. She didn't quite get it, but she said, I want to think about that. And it said when they left there, they were rejoicing and praising God for showing them such things. And they told everybody they ran into, guess what? The deliverer is here. The deliverer we've been praying for and waiting for is here. Judah thought that the nation of Israel would have rejoiced, that they'd all been gathered around that cradle and worshiping him, but they didn't. As I said, Herod wanted to kill him. Other people said, he can't be the deliverer. Man, we know his mom and dad, Joseph and Mary, and there ain't nothing magnificent about either one of them. You know, I wouldn't think the Messiah would come from them. He'd have to come from a kingly bloodline, which he did, but he'd be born in a palace. You know, he's going to show up here riding a white horse. And we'll know that he's the deliverer. And he's going to drive the Romans out. You know, that's what happens when people, apart from the Holy Spirit, read the scriptures. That's where these false doctrines come from. They're not led by the Spirit. Here, the Lord told these people exactly who Jesus is. And young people, you're in a time when the deity of Jesus Christ is really called into question. And some of you young men may say, I'm going to ministry, and you might go to the cemetery to get your master's in divinity. And I want to warn you that some of the professors in the cemetery will tell you Jesus is not divine. The word virgin can mean young woman. So it just means Jesus was born of a young woman. But that's not what I believe. Why was he born of a virgin? I was told, well, if he was born of Joseph, then he would have inherited the sin nature that all men have. Well, wait a minute, don't women have it too? So did he get to slide by? You know, he didn't get Mary's sin nature when he was born. There's a real good reason why he was born of a virgin, because he was the Son of God. If she had not been a virgin, then they could have very easily questioned his genealogy. Where did you come from? So a Savior is born. You know what the implication of this is? And I love babies. I got to hold a baby the other day. And I love babies as long as they're somebody else's and they get to go home a little bit. You know, because I don't have all the energy I used to have. But over the manger was the shadow of the cross. Jesus came here to die for sinners. That's how they would be delivered. It says in Philippians that even though he was God in nature, he did not think equality with God something to be grasped. The Greek says clutched and clung to. Jesus did not demand his rights as the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Joseph Thayer was a Unitarian, but he was an honest scholar. The Unitarians don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. But when he translated the Greek there, the Word was himself God. Thayer said you cannot translate it any other way. The Greek says was God himself. And in verse 14 of John chapter 1, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Thayer admits that. He didn't believe it, but he admitted that. God himself took human form and lived among us. I cannot with my finite mind grasp how he could do that. That'd be like you becoming a cockroach. I don't know. I mean, that's the nearest thing I can think to compare it with. God became man. The Bible says since the children have flesh and blood, he too partook of flesh and blood. He says he partook of the same things that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil. Why do you think Herod tried to kill the baby, tried to kill Jesus? Because the devil knew that's the one. That's the one God talked about in Eden. That's the one that's come here to crush my head. So I've got to become the crusher before I become the crushee. So he stirred Herod's heart to kill that baby, but that wasn't part of God's plan. So Jesus went to Egypt for 2 years, mom and dad, and then they came back. I love the Christmas story. God became a human being. When Mary nursed that baby, that was God. You know, when she was holding that hand, when that little hand had it hold of her finger, that was the hand that created all things. And he humbled himself and made himself dependent on two human beings, his parents, to feed him, to clothe him, and to take care of him. And this is the God who said to Israel, if I was hungry, would I ask you for anything? But now he made himself dependent upon these two people. And I think as early as age 12, he knew why he was here. You know, we're all born to die. That's a real happy thought on Christmas morning, but hey, the minute you draw your first breath, the time the clock starts ticking. 10, 9, 8. That's just part of life. This baby was born to die for sinners. To die for those who were estranged from God. God so loved that he gave. We love giving gifts on Christmas, but I think, and I'm speaking for myself as well, very often we get away from the real reason for the gift giving. It becomes all about the gift. Now, how many of you told your children the true Christmas story when you bring up your kids? How many of you tell your grandchildren the true Christmas story? You know, let's remember what Christmas is about. The world wants to take Christ out of Christmas, and we should not let that happen. Not the Church of Jesus Christ. It says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. There's some churches today that want to be brought into bondage to the law of Moses, and they insist that if you're a Christian, you have to worship on the Sabbath. You have to observe the Levitical dietary laws of the Levitical priesthood. So in essence, they're saying you've got to become a Jew to get saved. No, the Apostle Paul said everyone who is under the law is under a curse. Cursed is everyone who doesn't keep everything in the law. James said if you break one commandment, you're guilty of all 10 of them. Well, we call the 10 commandments. You do not get to heaven by keeping the 10 commandments or the Beatitudes to the best, because there's nothing that you can do to reconcile yourself to God except one thing, and that's to call on the name of Jesus Christ. This baby came here to save us from our sins. I mean, we all know we're going to die, but how would you like to live a life knowing that that's where you were going to end up, was on the Roman cross? Very torturous way of death. But he did it. The Bible says he despised the shame of the cross for the crown. Because after he was raised, he became Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he's still here today. He's still in the business of saving souls. That's why he came. If you're here this morning and you've never called out on the name of the Lord, I'd invite you to do that before we leave. You can't have ever done anything too bad that he won't forgive you for. That's why God sent him, to reconcile us to him, to bring us back. You know, we were estranged from God relationally, and God provided a sacrifice to reconcile us and bring him back. I hope you have a blessed Merry Christmas. I hope you get to see your family. I hope you eat till you're full and have to take a nap. But I hope more than anything else that this Christmas you'll remember the Christmas story and remember that manger, that cradle, was always overshadowed by the cross. Would you stand with me this morning? Father, I thank you for the great sacrifice you've made for us. Oh God, what a God you are. You are a God of covenant. And you remembered your covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you fulfilled that covenant now through Jesus Christ. I thank you for your mercy, Lord, that you reached out also to us who are not descendants of them. And as the prophet said, those who are not my people are now called the people of God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy that you saw fit to include us into these covenants. I ask today that your word will have its way in people's hearts, that you will draw us closer to you, and if there's anyone here today that doesn't know you, that seed has been planted, Lord, that they might seek you. I just ask your blessing on everyone here and every family here. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen. God bless you. Go home and have a great Christmas.